It's the Rush Hour, Melbourne's Triple M, James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, and from the Carlton Football Club, Bryce Gibbs in studio.
Yeah, always been a great friend of ours. Brycey, I don't know how much, you might probably more now that you're injured, you get to listen to Triple M footy. But Dennis Armfield's one of our favourites.
Dennis.
Mainly because he's the only footballer playing the game called Dennis, which we think is quite amusing. I'm not really sure why, and it's growing legs. What sort of a unit are we dealing with Dennis?
He's a bit different, Dennis. We enjoy his banter around the club. He can be the boys go after him a bit, target him a bit, he has a bit of fun with it, and he's definitely good for a laugh.
Strange looking arrangement with the moustache and everything. He's sort of clung to that.
Yeah, he's not a well unit at times. He's set up and loves wearing his UGG boots into training. That's his favourite go-tos, and yeah, he's a little bit different, but we love him.
Nick Graham's another one that went with a real weird sort of pseudo echo boy band hairstyle, and no one knew what to make of him, but he can play.
He was very happy with himself when he walked in the doors and got cut down a couple of notches by the boys. But yeah, he's another one, like I spoke before about just getting some game time, and he'll just get better and better.
You got some Irish boys there too, haven't you? A couple injured, and then Zach, doesn't he kick the ball well?
Probably the best kick in our side. So I think off the back of him having a couple of good years, it's sort of sparked a few to come over, and we've got a couple of handy players there.
Mm. And Walks is still injured. Where's he? We need him out there.
Yeah, he's probably a week away. He tried to get up for this week, but they're probably going to give him one more.
All right. Now, Friday night, Jim.
Yes, go on. Tell us a bit about it.
Well, I'll tell you. I was just reading about this because this is a 10-year reunion. No, actually. 20. Thank you, Dangerous. Yeah, that'd be right. Yep. From 1995, when Carlton had that unbelievable year, only lost two games for the season.
Amazing, yep.
And beat Geelong in the
grand final. Who they beat in the grand final?
That's when I punched on with Ange Christou.
Did you?
And guess who comes out of his bum? Cooter. So I had to belt him up too.
Did you? I would suggest, without even seeing the vision, you didn't belt either of them up.
Actually, Kudo's a big boy.
He is.
Yeah, I was going to ride against Ange Christou. He's the biggest Bryce. I was going real well there. But, Jim, what they're doing with Etihad, well done to Etihad and Carlton here. They're going retro. So they're going to turn back the clock on food and drink prices. So the pies are $3, down from $4.80, Jim. Chips at $4. And the pots of beer are $5. Of course, Stephen Kernahan and David Park will take out the cup. Nice. On the ground before the game, so that'll get them going. Mascot Captain Carlton will be there, joined by Plucker Duck.
There we are.
Going back to the old days.
It's not a chicken or a cow. Matter of fact, that's him right now.
And then, of course, they've got a big function at the Grand Hyatt, of course. But some of the biggest names, Silvani and Kernahan, Greg Williams.
There's no bigger name at Carlton than Kernahan, of course.
Bradley.
So the king walks out with the silverware.
Mate, what about these names? Silvani, Ratton.
Yep.
Greg Williams, Anthony Koutafidis, Craig Bradley, Justin Madden, and I think John Elliott will be there too.
Pig's ass. Yeah. How many of them do you see in the rooms, Brycey? Do they get down there, the boys? I know you see a lot of Stephen Kernahan, but what about the rest?
Yeah, you see a few of the boys float in and out of the club every now and then, which is great. And when someone's playing their first game, they usually get presented by a past player.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a good little culture we got going down there, and it's always good to see those blokes.
All right, so they're the modern greats, if you like, and they are. Those names are amazing. But you don't have to go too far back to 87 and then the early 80s and the premiership players from that, which for Bill and I, who are a bit older than you, was a famous era. We had the Buckleys and the Malins and the Glascotts and the King Ken Hunter and Peter Bezzusto.
The Mosquito Fleet.
Unbelievable players. So when they come down, do the modern players have any idea who they are or what they achieved at your club?
Probably some of the younger blokes don't. They got to get educated a little bit on who's who. But, again, they pop their face in from time to time, and you definitely see them at some of the functions they have during the year, and it's always good to have a chat and catch up.
Bezzusto.
Dominator.
Been in a good paddock. I saw the Dominator up in Noosa when I was up there. Jim.
Superstar.
Oh, he's a great
player. He could play.
Hey, tell us about Touche. Touche. Touche.com.au. Buy online. This is, you put this together with Jordan Russell, your good mate. And what type of men's clothing are we talking about here, mate?
Just some casual wear, pretty much. Just for the everyday man as we...
Hoodies?
We're running hoodies, T-shirts.
Do you do jeans?
No jeans at the moment.
Actually, that's your next step. You've got to go into jeans.
The next one. Oh, yes. There you go.
Look at the T-shirt Bill's wearing.
Have a look at that.
Actually, honestly, have a look at that, Brycey. Can you explain what he has got on?
I wore this last night to bed.
I'm not asking what? You. Bryce, what's he wearing?
He's looks like an art smock from here.
Bill, it's a white T-shirt that's 8 sizes too big for you.
I wore it to bed last night.
Why have you still got it on?
Because I just got up. I just put it on when I had a shower this morning, Jim, and put on a top over the top.
Did
which you do? Anyway,
top over the top.
So how's the right, touche.com.au going, mate?
Yeah, it's going really well. It's keeping us busy, and now that I'm probably injured, it'll give me a bit more time to put a few hours into it. But we've got a competition or a giveaway going on at the moment, giving away an Apple Watch.
Ooh, nice.
So, yeah, if you want to get on the website and have a look, the more money you spend, the more entries you'll get. I think minimum spend's about $50 and you'll get a handload of entries to win the Apple Watch, which will be drawn at the end of August.
High quality fabrics, Jim.
So what's the site, Bill? The actual website?
Touche.com.au. How do you spell touche, Jim?
T-O-U-C-H-E.
Spell it again.
With an apostrophe on
the
top.
Say it again. Say it again.
T-O-U-C-H-E. Oh, okay. So you've got a different spelling. Well, I don't know. That's not the way for the proper touche.
You watch him. I knew he wouldn't be wrong. He's never wrong. TUSHAY.com.au. Buy online there, and beautifully modelled by Jordo and yourself.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it keeps you busy doing something.
Yeah, that's
good.
Good boy, Brycey. Well, we hope you recover quickly and get back to playing. We know it's not going to be this year, but round one next year, because we want all the stars playing. Good to see you, mate.
Thanks for having me.
See you, Gibbo.